turn it over to Brian. A pledge, or you want to do a pledge now?
With allegiance.
Both, both.
Okay. Let's do the pledge. Pledge allegiance.
To the flag.
Of the United States of America. And to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, now I need a motion to approve the agenda for today.
I move.
I second.
Got a first, we got a second. Anyone oppose? No? Passes. All business, performance management process for the president and general manager. So yes. Now.
Mr. Vice Chair, we've got one item under old business for this workshop, and it's a performance management process for the president and general manager. And to lead this this discussion will be Cindy Herrera, our vice president of human resources.
So yes, good afternoon, everyone. Nice to see everybody here. Can everyone hear me?
Yes.
Okay. I sound like I'm echoing. So first, I'd like to thanked everyone. I thank everybody again for their time, their attention to this important matter. This was put together, as you know, notebook. This was new for us that the board approved last year through our workshop that we had. So now we got to put this through fruition, right? So it did take, there was a multiple step process, did take time on your all's part. So thank you again. For putting together this information, feedback for Brian. You all had one-on-ones with him, so that's something that y'all were able to discuss with him as well. So what you have in front of you is just the content with any comments in the feedback. So everybody, you have copies of everybody, which everybody submitted. So that's what you have physically there with you. So I'm here to facilitate and work through some of the areas that required input. And this is a workshop for the board to discuss anything that you'd like to work through, anything you'd like for me to take back and put together for next year when we go through this process. So, again, a lot of great information Brian put together on his end, the state of KUA. So we had, and you know, what you got in the actual notebook was the state of KUA, his self-assessment, the SPA, and salary survey data. So all that taken into consideration. So I'm going to, Jeff, if you could please. Thank you so much. Okay, so one of the areas that required your attention and input was the core competencies. I'm here to state that everyone checked, that they agreed, that Brian met all of the listed competencies. There was nothing that was checked, no. There were some comments that were put in from some of the members, so that's something that you can look through, and that's something, again, that was the feedback that was provided to Brian in your one-on-ones. Any questions on the core competency areas and how that process came together with the yes and no?
I just thought it was a good way of doing it. Core competency.
Okay.
Hello, everybody. Sorry I'm late.
Hello. Good day, Chair. We did get started. Manny did start off on the discussion here. I'm just on the second page. So what you have in front of you, Director Urbina, is there's copies of everybody's comments on the core competencies, and we're going to go through those main areas. So I just wanted to let you know that's what you have in front of you.
Okay, thank you.
So at this time on the core competencies, I think we're good. Everybody agrees that that did work out, having Brian do his self-assessment, and then you all as well go in and complete that on him. Yes?
I'm not sure where I want to put this in, but I'll go ahead and mention it, and you can tell me if I need to
repeat it later. On the self-assessment, where individuals have not given a 4.0, it would be helpful, I think, to Brian, if we could encourage the staff to identify examples or what they are specifically addressing, because if you don't know something, you can't fix it.
Okay.
And at least if it could be noted on the forms for next year.
Okay. And just so everybody understands, it's the SPA, the SPA. Supervisor Performance Assessment, and not the CORE. I know, because we did talk about this. And understanding that is something that we of course, can't make.
I know, you can't make
it, but we
but...
do encourage it, and that's something that we'll make sure that if there's any room for improvement, that they are putting that in on their comments, and we'll staff will definitely encourage that.
It might make an improvement for the next year if they do so.
Sure. Thank you. All right. And I'm keeping it simple for everybody. So in the goal reporting, there was nothing noted for last year because we were putting this in place. So there was no goals noted. This year, Brian didn't have anything additional, okay? This is additional to the strategic goals that are already approved by the board. But there was a board member that did add these two goals to be considered. So that's something that, as you see here on the strategic side, install additional lighting suppression devices in areas where needed. And then on the personal side, identify potential new services KUA can provide to create new revenue streams to improve ongoing financial stabilities. So I'll leave that.
Why is that personal? What does it mean, strategic and personal?
So, Ray, if you'd like to give some input on that.
Well, to me, it would be a personal goal of the CEO. Even though, you know, there are a lot of people that report to him, it would be something that he could work on related to the individuals that he interacts with in various places, because you never know when something might come up. And I look at that as a personal goal versus a strategic goal, where you can actually have measurements and quantify it. With the personal goal, it may not be quite that straightforward.
I was just going to say that the reason I asked is because I gave him or discussed with him a similar goal, but I didn't call it personal. So that's the only reason I asked. Sorry, man.
No. I'm just going to say that these are good, and there'll probably be others because I've been thinking of others, but I think the appropriate time would be when we do our strategic meetings and come up with the goals at that point versus today where we're discussing this evaluation. That makes any sense. We're definitely going to be looking at additional goals, and those two are excellent to start with. But I think when we do that, I think it's that next month that we're... It should be coming up.
The strategic plan the board approved the current year goals.
For 2021.
However, the lightning suppression was something that I identified in the state of KUA that we planned on doing anyways. I think what Director Hemphill, what I need to do is I need to put a metrics to it so that you can evaluate that. And then there's also in the strategic plan, there is a current strategic goal that speaks to a potential new revenue stream that we talked about. It comes with risk, and we're going to have to evaluate that. But as with anything, we'll look for other opportunities as well, in addition to what's currently in the 2021 goals.
If I'm just understanding, and everybody please let me know. So the strategic goals have already been identified for 2021. This would be in addition if everybody agreed and wanted the metrics associated with installing additional lighting suppression devices in areas where needed. That could be added to the strategic goals. Brian, could we add that in? Yeah, or would you...
I'd ask the board to allow me to get with some of our staff to identify, how many and the time frame by which we think is reasonable and bring it back to the board for consideration instead of throwing out a date off the cuff without having the benefit of discussion.
We have metrics. It's just okay.
But I don't see any problem with either of these two.
So just want to make sure we would be adding this for your review next year, the goal. Okay. Is everybody
agreement?
So this is being added to the 21-22.
Yes, so that would be noted and then comments as far as whether that was met or not. Brian would be commenting on that, but that would be noted. That's on the install. I'm just going to read here. Install the additional lighting suppression devices to include metrics, but Brian will be coming back to the board with what that would look like. With the second one, to identify potential new services, is that also another goal that the board would choose to add?
Okay, both of them are good, except I don't think we're voting to approve that today until we get metrics.
So. Yeah, and you can't take any action in the workshop. This is all discussion. I'd have to bring it back to you. Yeah.
Okay, so we would keep these in there for follow-up. Okay, wonderful. If there's nothing else, I'd like to... Everybody good? I can move on to the next area? Okay. Moving to the other area that allowed for optional input, and this would be addition to Brian's market level adjustment of 1.5. I'd like to please refer to Grant on updating why you're looking at your input that you provided in a different way and why that is.
Thank you, Cindy. Thank you, Madam Chair. Today, as I was preparing for this afternoon's workshop, I drilled down on the existing contract that Brian has with the directors, and there is a possibility in that contract of an award of a performance-based bonus. And what the contract says, the performance-based bonus may be awarded to the extent allowed by law. Allowed by law. And so I went to see what the law does allow, and it's not terribly helpful. The statute that applies to bonuses for public employees says that it could be perceived or interpreted as foreclosing on one-time bonuses in return for performance, unless the entire bonus scheme applies to the entire organization, to every employee. And that's not what we're talking about here. We're talking about awarding our CEO for a job well done. The specific language says exactly, no extra compensation shall be made to any officer, agent, or employee. That's what we're talking about, public employee, or contractor after the service has been rendered or the contract made. Now, if the board still wants to proceed with doing a one-time bonus, I would still argue that because the bonus is provided for in the contract, that this complies with this law. The problem is the law then goes on to say any policy, ordinance, rule, or resolution designed to implement a bonus scheme must do four things, and two of those things involve considering all employees. So if there's a risk there, a way to get around the risk would be, we're going to give you, if the board desires to give Mr. Horton a raise, we're going to give you a raise that's equivalent to $10,000, and it's going to be a raise to your salary, because the board does have the authority to give Brian more than what the market level adjustment is. So that's why Cindy has it broken out this way. I apologize for the confusion. that's really on me and no one else. And I stand for any questions.
So you're saying that the 10,000 and the 5,000 are much more allowable than the percentage?
No, the percentage is more allowable. Because,
mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah, if you're allowed to raise Brian's pay and as a reflection, because he's going to basically earn that over the next year. But they don't, what's debatable, and like I said, if the board really wanted to do this, I would go and I would do battle and I would defend it as best I can. And there's some wiggle room, but it's not as much as I would like to see. If you do it this way, the way Cindy broke it out with the percentage, I believe you're on a much safer ground.
Well, I've never heard that we couldn't give a dollar bonus to a CEO. I've never heard that before.
Yeah, it seems
Cindy
strange.
Managers, we've always given bonuses to. I'm very confused with this.
No, if the city manager, if all his employees get a similar type bonus, then absolutely you can do that. But the way the statute reads, it's problematic.
Brian, I mean, Grant, will you read it again?
Sure.
Because
sure.
It sounds...
I apologize. No extra compensation shall be made to any officer, agent, employee, this is discussing public employees, or contractor after the service has been rendered or the contract made. Now, I could still argue, if you want to do the bonus, I would argue this is in the contract, my board can do this. But the problem is later in the statute, it says, any policy, ordinance, rule, or resolution designed to implement a bonus scheme must, and it says several things, including notify all employees of the policy, consider all employees for the bonus, and we don't want to do that. I don't think the board wants to do that here. So that's where the problem comes in, that someone might challenge it on the basis that it wasn't applicable to the whole organization. Again, if the board wanted to do this, I would feel comfortable arguing. It's in the contract, so we meet that first part of the language I mentioned. But it's not fair to the board or Brian for y'all to do something, and then down the road there's a problem and you weren't fully informed.
Grant, what does the contract say regarding the bonus?
The contract says, I've got it right here, pay for performance. This is section 4C of the contract. The board of directors may establish a pay for performance bonus payment from time to time based upon the president and general manager's job performance to the extent allowed by law. That's where I got into trouble. And the bonus payment will not be part of base compensation for purposes of retirement benefits or for purposes of calculation of merit or market level adjustment, cost of living increase.
That's the part that bothers me about changing it, because that's specifically the part that I did not want to do, is increase the salary where everything else that is based on the salary percentage also happens. You know, there's a whole bunch of other things that happen.
The percentage part.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Sorry.
So would we be in safer territory doing a pay raise rather than a bonus? Is that what you're saying?
In my opinion, yes. But I can defend, I will defend the bonus if you decide to do that. But legally, we'd be safer doing what Chairwoman Rubina says she doesn't want to do.
Mm-hmm.
It would be safer doing the salary increase, in my opinion.
Because I personally didn't fill anything out on this area, because I figured that would typically in the past it's been a discussion item, like we're doing right now. So I didn't even put anything down. I figure we'll figure that out today.
Right. And when I was deliberating and thinking about it, I was thinking that it was going to be a pay increase. Percentage who added to his pay. It wasn't a one-time bonus. A pay raise of what I suggested.
The form specifically says
yeah.
Bonus form.
Yeah.
And when you in the reading also, so when I was thinking about it, I was thinking, okay, if he performed a little bit above the 100% level, then he deserves a merit award, bonus, or whatever. And that's what I wanted to do. One thing that happens one time for this year only, and that's it. Nothing that has to do with his changing his salary or anything like that, because there is other things that happen in the year that will have to do with the salary.
Because the salary comes up at a different time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay. This is not the time where we discuss the salary, right?
Absolutely.
Isn't his salary controlled by his contract?
Well, it is, and what the contract says is that base salary increases shall be made in line with the authority's annual market level adjustment, which we're still being determined for next year. We have one that's in effect for now. Unless otherwise specified and approved by the board of directors, that gives you discretion to set his raise at any reasonable amount you believe. So you mm-hmm. can say you're getting the market level adjustment plus 2%, or you're just getting the market level adjustment. The issue, as I see it, and I apologize for the form. Of course, the form's confusing you because I discovered this misgiving this afternoon, not last week or not last year, which I feel very badly about. That's the one-time bonus, given the statutory language, just gives me a little heartburn.
Yeah, I was just going to say that should have been taken into account when they designed this last year.
Yes, if I may, Chair. The bonus form that was asked for the board to have that available, to have some kind of a form to complete, to give Brian or give the GM president something additional outside of the contract. So the contract is already the market level adjustment. That's the 1.5. That is to take effect April 1st. That's Brian's contract. That's when he would be receiving that. Anything additional should the board choose and vote on, and that's what you'd be doing in the board meeting after this workshop, is it would be also given at that time, the April 1st.
A one-time amount.
That's what is decided. So that's where that form was established to capture that.
To be clear, so on April 1st,
uh-huh.
you will get an adjustment of 1.5?
Correct.
Which equals, let's say, $5,000, just to have a number.
It's $3,999.03.
Yeah. Okay, so $4,000. So he will go up to $4,000. So he will go up to $270 in April.
Actually, he's going up to. So I have the pay after right there on the right there. It's $2,666.602. That is what April 1st. That 1.5. would bring his base salary to.
So when you look at Manny's item, you're already taking into account that he was at 1,266.
Correct.
Rather than 262.
So the amount, yes, ma'am. So what you see there, and I didn't get to go into that, I did the 266, 602.33 plus the 1.5. I then used for yours on the 10,000. I backed that up percentage-wise as close as I could get without going out two more decimal places there, and then also with Director Van Meters on hers as well.
I have a question.
Yes, ma'am.
How do other utilities handle bonuses in their organizations? Is this something that's just come up that we're looking at, or does nobody give bonuses anymore because of what you read?
I can't speak for all. I can speak for two I'm aware of right now. FMPA, they give salary increases. They don't give bonuses. So if somebody has a good year, they go, I move to give, you know, Chicken Wings the CEO.
Yeah, but those are different than the
and I know that Jacksonville Electric Authority had a bonus plan, but it applied to it was performance-based. It applied to every employee in that organization, from the CEO all the way down to the line person. And that seems to pass muster with the statute.
That's pay raise, isn't it, or is that a bonus?
That's a bonus. That's a bonus in addition to any
pay
changes.
Raises, it has to filter all the way down.
That's, right.
When I was in the city, we had to do that if we... percentage.
That's a bonus, which is in addition to any salary increase. A one-time bonus. You guys had a great year. Here's a bonus.
Exactly.
It doesn't go into your base, all that you all have been talking about. Mm-hmm. But it applies to everyone in the utility.
But you're saying that's the one that could cause problems?
No, the one that could cause problems is just giving a bonus only to the CEO. That doesn't apply to all employees.
But giving a pay raise is the safest way, the more legal way to do it, based on your opinion.
Yes, Vice Chair Ortega, in my opinion, it is the safest way to do it. As I said, though, I can defend either way.
Mayor, do you know what they do in the city now?
What I would do is I would say if you're determined, I'm sorry, I guess you asked a question for the mayor, I apologize.
No, we haven't sat down as a group to find out about raise for the manager yet. I mean, I've done it before, but it was the mayor and everybody else. We haven't worked on this yet.
But how did you do it? Did you base it as a bonus type thing or an increase in salary?
They would do an increase in the salary.
I don't remember when I was on the commission ever giving a bonus.
No, they've done it as an increase in the salary.
That may be why. If I might, Madam Chair, can I add one thing? This is from an Attorney General opinion. It's an old one. It's 2000, but it kind of really got me thinking on this. The payment of bonuses to existing employees for services they have already performed and have been compensated for would violate Section 215.425 Florida statutes, unless there was a pre-existing employment contract making such bonuses part of their salary. What happened after that, because they're a city, they could do that. In 2011, they removed a provision in the statute that applies to cities, once Chapter 166 applies to cities, which allowed for that, allowed for one-time bonuses. They took that out of the statute, which is problematic from an intention point of view in terms of what the lawmakers were doing.
That's funny. So maybe we should do it for the work to be performed, since we cannot do it on the job well done.
Well, in April, we're going to be discussing his pay anyway, are we not?
Mm-hmm.
At that time, we'll be able to...
No, we're not.
Today.
November?
April 1, the 1.5% market level adjustment is what this board authorized as part of the budget for FY21 back in October. For all target employees, they got that 1.5% effective October 1. Okay. Merit employees at the organization, they get it on their anniversary date based on their performance. Is that correct?
Correct.
Your anniversary is when?
April 1st, remember pool day?
Oh, how can I forget that? I'm so sorry.
Yes, April 1st.
And when I was thinking about this, I was thinking of market level. We gave the employees and Brian a 1.5, so I was thinking because of the extraordinary year, the year we had, this crazy year that we had, mm-hmm. and the things that he did, and I was able to put some of it down on paper, that another 1.5, which would make it a 3% pay raise for the year, I could justify that for him at this time of year, just because of the ordinary. To be honest with you, I'm not a big believer in bonuses. I believe if we compensate folks correctly and we expect them to perform at a high level, and so in normal circumstances, without pandemics or something, I'm just not a believer in bonuses. If you're not meeting the expectations, and then the individual maybe shouldn't be employed at that point, and maybe we should be going somewhere else. I have a high expectation of any CEO that would compensate properly. This has been the last year. Matter of fact, you know they say the four letter words, all the curse words are four. Well, there's a new one it's coming in the future, and they're going to be cursing people saying 2020. It's going to be a four-letter number, and I'm saying 2020 yourself or something. Because and Brian was able to, under his leadership, do a lot of things, handle a lot of personnel issues last year that, since I've been on the board, we never had before. And I don't want to get into the details of those. If you guys remember the things that happened during this past year. It hasn't happened probably here in, you've been here for a while, and I don't think those particular personnel issues ever came up. He handled that professionally. So based on those.
But that's what you are saying. That's what you're saying you expect of him anyway.
No. This was beyond because of the pandemic. Who expected last February to that we had to handle things like we did, to adjust the whole this whole building and put up these glasses and think out of the, he had to think as a leader out of the box. So that's not normal. To me, the normal expectations is the strategic planning and all the goals we give them. Yeah. I expect those to be met completely. That's what he gets paid for, and so forth. But this particular year, this past year, it's just a crazy year. I'm still not over it. No, I still, he can't even hug people around here or anything like that. So I'm just saying that based on those circumstances, and the decisions he made last year, that it was extraordinary, and he deserved, in my opinion, a 1.5 increase in the salary, which will make it 3% for the year, and be treated as a bonus.
Director,
I don't know if you all took a look at all the salaries of the other organizations that were identified for us, but I personally don't feel that Brian is making the salary he should make for the size of organization. And I think we need to address that as well.
Yeah, and that's something that probably we could study in the future.
I totally disagree, but...
Well, it seems like the bonus could be a problem.
Mm-hmm.
April 1st, we're going to be discussing a pay raise.
No, he's getting it by then.
He could change.
Exactly.
If we give him more, will we have to give all our employees more?
If you gave him a bonus?
No,
absolutely not. No. You could give You could give him a 10% raise that just applies to him.
1%.
That does not apply, whatever, just an example, or 1% exactly. That doesn't apply to all the employees. They don't get it. They already got what they're getting.
Okay, so we're free to increase at the percentage of rates.
And incorporating the salary.
So at that point, actually, it's better for him to reward his service for this past week with a substantial raise rather than a bonus.
Yeah.
We might want to think about that.
It's better for him, obviously, but...
Because it's every month he's going to get it, not just one time. So when you multiply 12 times whatever we may raise salary,
no, it does. No, they
in the long run.
They spread whatever the amount is in the 12 months. So he gets the same thing. But it benefits him more because that base raise or that base amount is used for several other things like benefits.
So I mean, we have next month, we have a totally, we can do what we want to do as far as his salary and anything that we want to give to him.
Cindy, I'm sorry, we took this thing away from you.
Oh no, this is why we're having the workshop. So it was a little added layer in there to discuss.
Right.
This is for you to answer.
Okay.
What did we do last year? I know we had a different format where we came up with an increase. And that was based on salary, correct?
We didn't do anything this year.
For Brian?
Yes, last year we did, yeah.
For Brian?
Yeah.
So last year, per the contract, he got what?
Market level.
Yeah, the market level, which
just market level, was that it?
That last year we were at 3%. I'm sorry.
1.5.
Well, no, the year before.
The year before was 3.
The year before that, yeah. It's just he's in the middle of our 10-1, so it kind of throws it off. So,
well,
sure. per his contract.
Who, the lawyer? Or
just
go ahead, say something.
One thing about the bonus versus the salary, you can argue both are better because if you get the bonus today, you can invest it immediately and you get the present value of money.
He's expecting a big depreciation devaluation going on.
I did suggest we not do that, but why I'm bringing it up is the point has been made that the salary is perhaps too much of an enhancement. I was just pointing out that the bonus can also be economically advantageous because that's just how.
Investing one great big lump sum is a lot better than investing little tiny sums.
Exactly. Or you can lose your shirt. Yeah,
right.
Exactly. Well, I was used to getting merits for my performance for many years. So that's what I'm accustomed to, and that's what I like to do for people, to be able to encourage them to continue to excel, you know, because everybody else does the average and they're happy with that. And I think we have accustomed the employees here in KUA to do exactly that. Get paid, no matter what you do, you get a raise like everybody else does. And so to me, I hate that. I'm sorry, but I'll go along with whatever everybody decides should do. What, Manny?
Yeah, last year when we made the decision for the 1.5, it was based on the forecast of we weren't sure what was going to happen.
The income was going to be. Mm-hmm.
Income, the revenue. We weren't sure how much revenue we were going to get. So in order to play on the safe side, we were at 1.5. Normally, in any given year, we always give at least 3%.
Correct.
So if we gave a 1.5% this time, that'll give it the normal 3% raise, and it'll boost them up instead of 1.5 to 3%, which I think is fair in my opinion.
Now, wait a minute. You're talking about last year's raise was 1.5.
This year. Well, it's going to go into effect next
April,
month.
April 1st.
Right.
It goes in effect in April?
For Brian, per his contract.
Right.
Okay, so it's in April, he gets 1.5.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
We would be talking about 1.5 in the year after that?
No, this year.
Starting in April.
So it'll be 3% instead of 1.5. 3.5 to 3.5.
All right.
For him.
In my opinion, for him.
For him.
That's what I recommend.
You said 1.5, but you mean
3.5. Well, when you add what's already on the books plus an additional 1.5.
Okay, so do we need a motion? So your motion,
no. Please.
No, this is a work.
So that we understand what the decision is. Okay, great.
If I can say something, Director Hemphill pointed out something on the comparison of salaries. If you look at New Smyrna, right now that CEO is making $263,000 with a customer base of 28,000. And Brian was at 262 with a customer base of 82,000. So I think there is a big discrepancy. I am inclined to agree with Grant. If the statute's kind of a gray area, maybe we should lean towards salary increase.
But you should also look at the services that they handle, okay?
I understand. I'm seeing all that. But I understand where you're coming from. You know, it should be a one-time thing. So maybe, in my opinion, we should kind of meet in the middle and either go with a 1.5 on top of the 1.5 or even Director Van Meter's 1.86, which would be a $5,000. Instead of a bonus, you spread it out and you increase it so it at least raises them up a little more. Kind of meets in the middle, keeps us clean out of the gray area, and he'll be a little bit higher in the comparison of the chain. Right. Just what I'm observing.
Yeah, makes sense. And then on the comparison of other CEOs, we have to do a study on that.
Right.
Why are they getting the way they're getting? What's their customer's base? What's the medium income in that community? And what kind of services do they provide? And there's a lot of things that could go into someone's salary. So to me, it's difficult to just looking at a number without actually reviewing and investigating why their salary's at that level.
Well, just seeing total services, which she was pointing out, I'm not sure what these acronyms are for total services, but I count 1, 2, 3, 4 total services for New Smyrna,
right.
But they have a substantially less customer base. We only have 2 services, and that's where he's at.
Right, yeah, they do water and they do other things.
Right.
Taking out Tomo's water
now. So what's the... What are you looking for today? I know we can't make motions and recommend anything.
So,
looking for a consensus to go into.
Well, this is something in the board meeting y'all would be deciding on, or or maybe not.
You're allowed to talk numbers all you want.
Yeah, so
you can't vote on.
I would say that sounds good, but you can't vote.
Yes. Okay. What I provided here, and we could, you know, work through a couple other percentages, but this just gave you an idea based off of incorporating what the bonus looked like percentage base for his pay. So it would be, so that's why I noted those amounts there are after the 1.5. So specifically for yours, Director Ortega, the 266,602,33, that is April 1st, he's getting that amount, the 1.5. Your 1.5 would equate to the 399,903 added to the 266 gives you that amount. So that's what that looks like when the dust settles. And the others, that's what that looks like.
Okay. Madam Chair,
right. Yeah. I would be interested in finding out how these other utilities do their pay increases as well as bonuses, if they should do them, because CEOs are typically handled differently than the rank and file. They don't follow the same rules as rank and file. And I think we need, that would be a piece of information if we could get that type of information so we can see what others do. I don't know if APPA keeps any records of that variety or not, or if anybody can suggest where.
If I may add, so in the notebook, there was two, the salary information that was provided that reflected, so gathered through the state of Florida utilities, similar. So that's what Director Sanchez has in front of him there, and I can pull that up if we need to look at that. And then also the APPA, so that's more on national.
Not what I'm asking. I want to know how, what you've got on that salary thing is what they're making today. Doesn't say whether they got, how they do increases for their CEOs, presidents, general managers, whatever they're called.
Okay.
How do they get, how do they move from where they are today? Is it all just based on a salary increase? Are there bonuses? What are they doing, especially here in Florida?
What criteria are they
meeting? Gotcha. Thank you for clarifying. Sorry, I missed that. All right.
Can I interject here?
Jenny.
This is not being broadcast. You don't broadcast this type of meeting.
We don't broadcast. Much.
But the next one will be.
Yeah.
So I think before we get to the next one,
we should have
something that solid that we can go forward with without having all this discussion.
Yeah. Based on, I'm looking at the agenda for the next meeting. Where is
item M is the management review. In the next meeting?
Well, at the end, the very last.
Okay.
Yes, it's at the end, yeah.
So are we in agreement that there will be no bonus? Is that number one agreement?
According to what our lawyer has told us, yes.
Uh-huh. And number two, that we should go with a 1.5% above his 1.5 for MLA? That will bring it to a 3% for him specifically and only for him for next year, for this year. So if we're in agreement with that, then that's what we will move forward with.
So that brings it to?
The 270?
Correct.
What I was looking at was 272, so I'm perfectly happy with 270. That comes very close to what I think his compensation should be.
And I did this all really quick, so. Let me double, triple check this.
So in addition to that.
It's just a basic 3%, which puts you all that just to get a basic
3%. But it's the optic. You have the employees that receive 1.5. So the optic of the whole thing is for the year, at least for this year, and then next year we'll adjust. No, they got 1.5. So I just want to make sure that they. I'm also thinking of the whole staff versus just Ryan at this point.
I also want to say something regarding the salary sheet, that worksheet that I put in here, because I know Ray feels totally different. I divided the salaries of each one of these people by the number of customers that they handled and also the number of employees that they handled. And that's where Brian came in as the fourth highest paid CEO. And I think outside from the scope of the revenue, the employees and the number of customers is a little better measurement. Because regardless of whether the revenues are high or low, they handle the same number of customers and the same number of employees every month in the year. And so looking at that, the person that appears to be making the most money of all of them is the one actually making the least amount of money. Okay, the $495, based on the number of employees and customers that man handles, he only gets a dollar for every employee, for every customer. And Brian is getting $4, which is on the top, for every employee and for every customer. So, and he came across on $4 on all categories that I measure, even including the measurement of the territory, which is whatever number of miles this territory is. He came out $4 as well, when everybody else is lower. So may want to analyze that and take a look at, because it tells us something a little more than the revenue or whatever other measurement they had before.
Well, then I thought we had gone ahead and decided on 3%.
Yeah, yeah. No. That's no. It's just to answer to her question that says that we should review it because he makes the least amount of everybody else, and it's not the case.
No, I understand what you're saying. Yes. Okay.
But I'm not sure those metrics mean anything. They don't really mean that. I mean, just because one utility may offer 5 different services, once you've got that infrastructure set up, you're not really doing a lot of management in that area.
That's why I did not count the revenue nor the services, but instead the number of customers and the number of employees, because those are the same all the time, and they will have the same effort for 20,000 employees.
Well, I'm gonna propose that a minimum of a total of 4% increase, which would include the 1.5. Because to me, 3% for a CEO just doesn't seem reasonable.
I just want to note it's 3:17, and we've got our board meeting starting here shortly. So just, I know this is very helpful and healthy for discussion, but we need to be.
I would support that because I think Brian's done a very good job. And 3% is just normal compensation.
Ray, what do you think?
Just by going off the metrics that you're proposing, by going off the total customers and total employees, I bring up New Smyrna again. The current salary of the New Smyrna CEO is $1,000 over Brian. He has a customer base substantially lower, also an employee. He's only got 38 employees. Brian has 290 employees to take care of. So I still think, even with all that, it's still pretty low what he's making when he has double the employees or more to take care of and manage.
That means okay.
I would support, yeah.
The 4%?
Raising his salary.
4?
Just.
We were discussing 3% versus 4%.
No.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
3-4%.
I would go with 4.
So that's 4. You will support 4. That's 3.
So I brought it up, yeah.
Manny is not?
Yeah.
Oh, you didn't?
No.
You're in?
Yes.
I'm in. So okay. It's consensus
all right.
On 4.
So just so we know, next year, everything we'll get to go through this again. And I will be trying to get additional criteria per your direction on that to establish the metrics on how they establish those increases, just to have additional information for you,
and may I ask,
if that's helpful.
Brad, would you please do some sleuthing on the working on that. And
absolutely.
Wonderful.
I really don't like that at all. I mean, I think we might have a grant, so we have to do that.
Is that our charter that way, or is it the state law? But you know, there may be cities that have found a way to comply that still includes bonus, and I will turn over stones and do everything I can.
But just for our edification, I need to know what.
Right, of course.
What we can do, what we can't do.
Yeah.
I don't want to go through all this.
No, and you need to know it before the workshop.
Thank you.
And, I apologize. We do know that sporting contests aren't very much fun when the refs are the stars. The same goes for me.
Okay. All right. Well,
thank you all for your continued.
Thank you very much.
Thank you for your help during the month. You did a great job with this. I know it wasn't an easy task. I really appreciate the work you put forward.
Thank you all.
Thank you all.
Thank you all. Thank you.
Meeting adjourned.